101.3
CFM. Get up with Bree and Gonzi.
Just after six for a Monday morning.
Morning, everyone.
We're back.
Back from holidays.
How good has it been back?
Holidays was also good.
Yeah.
But yes, it's good to be back.
If they said to me you can have another week, I'd say you keep your week.
Get me back on it.
Yeah. And then I'd say I take it only because Bree wants it.
Otherwise, I would be here every day.
Otherwise, 100% I'd love to be here.
No, it's good to be back.
That is good. What's been happening? Oh. 13, 12, 16. Keep us up to date.
What have you been doing?
What have you been doing?
Have you still been at work while we've been on holidays?
That's next.
We've all been on holidays. Producer Rach went to Bali.
Yes.
You went to Tassie. I went to New Zealand.
Yeah, I think...
I feel like you got the raw end of the deal.
Hey, New Zealand, Tassie's all right.
Tassie's good.
It's all right.
But when you put it next to, you know, other holidays.
I was going to say, I think Rach won that battle because she got the Bali sun.
Yeah,
and
the Bali sun.
I'm pretty sunburned on my shoulders still.
All right, mate, we get it.
Yeah. Sane.
Just partying it up with DJ Delicious as well, who's doing gigs all over there. So going hard. How was New Zealand?
I don't want to rub it in,
yeah.
But the locals said, because I went to Queenstown.
They said, are you Bree from the CFM Breakfast Show?
No, they said best snow they've had all season.
Really?
And it's right at the end of their season. Literally, the ski season finished on Saturday.
I'm not a massive skier, though.
It
doesn't do it for me, probably because I don't know how to do it. So I spend most of my time just at the bar. But it's not. I'm not a big skier.
I skied so much.
Yeah.
And snowboarded. I did both.
Don't you get bored after a while? And then just like, I've done this now. What else is there to do?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit, but I don't know. I was so sore by like the fourth day, I couldn't do it anymore.
So what, have they got like a bar or something that you can just hang out at as well?
Yeah, they sure do.
Okay.
Yeah, so all the parents usually are at the bar.
When you're on holidays and you're single,
yeah.
Did you have any holiday romances? Did you find anyone?
I did have a night out, though, that I'll tell you about later on.
Oh, okay.
I snuck into a NZ Ski, which is a big company over there's end of snow season party.
Oh, that sounds good, actually.
Yeah, no, it was really good.
Was it?
I don't even know how I managed it. And everyone kept saying, where do you work? And I said, finance. I work in finance.
Why is the boring one from finance up there with her top off?
I thought, seriously, let's just say I knighted the DJ with a giant sword.
Well, there you
don't
go.
Know how it happened, but I did it.
I look forward to hearing more about that.
Oh, that was a good time.
And was the giant sword... No, don't worry about
it. You idiot.
Oh, I'll find out
more.
And
how was your cousin? Heard you caught up with your cousin.
Yeah, in Melbourne before I went to Tassie. She stayed in Melbourne and Jamie and I went to Tassie, so...
Jamie, your fiancé, told me she wasn't invited to that dinner.
No. It was a good time between family members.
Was the boat as bad as what people said?
The spirit of Tassie? Yeah, it's messed up. I got more on that coming up a bit later.
Put that on TripAdvisor.
That's my review.
Messed up.
Hey, really nice boat. Really fresh, really new.
Oh,
awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, it's great. But it gets rocky. Around about 10 p.m. it gets rocky. But anyway, I got more on that a bit later in the show as well.
Get up with Bree and Gonzi.
101.3 CFM.
Without any prompting, Bree, what is your number one motto for life? Yes.
Never trust anyone with bad eyebrows.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is something you actually always say.
I live by that.
Yes. Your eyebrows at the moment.
What?
Oh, do they need a touch up or they're looking a bit light?
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. Have you had them done lately?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you need to. You're due.
I'm due.
You're due to book in.
Yes.
Have you seen, since we've been on holidays and now that we're back, have you seen the new trend that they're saying is going to be taking off? Because I know girls are starting to do that bushy eyebrow look thing. Who started that? Who started the bushy eyebrows?
Was it
Cara Delevingne?
Cara Delevingne, her eyebrows are very prominent.
Right.
Great brows.
Yes.
I don't know if she started the bushy brow, but yeah, I've seen that.
People are running with it.
It's literally the girls will comb their eyebrows straight up.
Yes.
And just leave it.
Sophie, who works on the Newcastle Breakfast Show.
One of my good mates.
Yeah, same company.
She has big brows.
Big brows.
She has great brows.
Yeah, big caterpillar
She's
brows.
Very proud of them.
They're good.
I love them.
What about the new, there's a model out at the moment, Sophia Hadjipetelny.
Yeah, that's how you say her name.
You say it quick enough. It's just sort of Sophia.
Rolls off the tongue.
She's saying monobrows are the next thing, Bree. Have a look at that photo. Let's post that.
Oh, my God.
Well, don't judge a book by its cover,
mate. She looks amazing.
She's probably a really nice lady.
Oh, yeah, she's got a prominent monobrow.
I'm talking full from one end of the face, one end of the forehead to the other.
Fully connects in the middle?
All the way. No
and
grooming.
It's just one brow.
Yep, one bush.
Jeez. Just one long bush.
Long bush fits all. So she's saying that, you know, the monobrows. I've read a little bit more into it because she's a model and she's trying to get it started.
Well,
and
it
she's
looks saying, all right on her because look at the rest of her face.
Yeah.
Well,
still a bit hairy, isn't it? It's still a bit kind of woo. But what she's saying is that, you know, we should all move on with our lives and not worry about what people have looks-wise. So she's going down that road as we stop our radio show to talk about it. But
but naturally, I don't have a monobrow, so what am I meant to do?
Draw I don't
know. It in?
No, but do you only not have a monobrow because you get that bit sorted out or you just because you're Italian?
Yeah, I am Italian.
So you're prone to the mono.
What are you trying to say?
You're prone to the mono.
Are you trying to say this or something?
Hey,
my dad's not Sicilian, all right? That's a myth. My dad's from Northern Italy.
So that's a different level of hair, is
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Okay. Sorry, people who are from Sicily, but it's true.
Right, they're hairy.
Yeah, predominantly more hairy.
So you've never had an issue with a mono?
I've never had a mono brow, no.
Okay.
They do get very bushy, though, if you don't get them, like, tamed. But I'd never have a full mono brow through the middle.
Does anyone have one of those brow pencils or, like, do you have a brow pencil, Producer H? Anyone got a
I'm not drawing on a mono brow.
Let's do it. Get me a black texter.
Get away from my face.
This is radio, mate. We're going to do a photo, put it up on online, and people can comment and stuff. That's what we do here.
I definitely would not be able to rock the monobrow.
Who's got a Producer H?
I'll find one.
I'm allergic to Nikko pens.
Make sure it's not a Nikko
pen. It's not a Nikko pen.
You don't want to do it?
I can just see my face swells up.
Worth it for radio, mate.
Is it?
You put your body on the line for this job.
If you see me out and about today... Please don't look at me. Don't stare.
Attack her with a Nikko pen.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Went to Tassie. I don't know why.
How's your cousin Jade?
She's good.
She was good?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice you caught up with her.
Yeah, looking real good, actually. Keeping herself fit.
Is she? What would you rate her? That's enough.
I like to lead you into this stuff.
Get on with your story. I'll leave you alone.
I spoke about the Spirit of Tassie before we went, and a lot of people debate whether, when you go there, whether to go Spirit of Tassie from Melbourne or just fly.
So that's the boat where you get on,
yep.
And then it sails to Tasmania.
11 hours at sea. Big boat. They've done some renos on it, so it's looking pretty fresh and it's all good. But they said to us, hey, come. We did the night one. I think they're only doing night ones at the moment. They said, when you hit the open waters around 9:30, 10 p.m., it's going to get rocky. So we were kind of prepared for that. We had we sat down to have some dinner.
That makes me feel sick just thinking about it. I'm someone, I don't deal well with that.
Well, I thought it's a big boat. How rocky can it be?
Well, that's true.
Oh, she rocky.
Yeah. Very rough.
Super rocky. Well, Jamie said to me, here, take a couple of seasickness tablets. I've never had them before.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do I have one or two? And she said, yeah, just take two. The box says two. And I was like, okay.
Did the box say two?
The box said two. Okay. Said take one to two. I wish I took half of one.
Why?
Two knocked me out.
Really?
I'm sitting at dinner and I started to feel super, everything was slow and woozy. And I was like, I've got to get back to my room. That's how I felt like I was talking.
You didn't drink alcohol with them.
I had a beer at dinner.
Maybe that affects it.
Do you think?
I don't know. Maybe.
I said I got up from dinner and I was walking back to the... I said, are we at sea? Felt like we're already at sea. Oh, man. I just want to give a tip. If you ever take seasickness tablets or motion sickness tablets, just be careful.
They're
how
strong,
many
are they?
Strong.
If you're up for a good night, listen. Get some of those seasickness tablets.
Take it. Hit the dance floor. It's a great time. But I went. So I went back to the room. All I could do was lay down. And my plan was to record some audio of how rough the boat was going to be because Jamie was freaking out about it. It knocked me out so hard. But to the point where it didn't put me to sleep. It just put me in that state of I'm out, but I'm not completely out.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm sort of there trying to talk, but I'm sort of dribbling, just trying to, you know, stay conscious.
So who on the boat was selling marijuana? You're like, I couldn't figure it out. It was definitely the seasickness tablets.
There was one kind of dodgy.
Not that old bag of marijuana I smoked.
I tell you what, heading to Tassie on a boat full of people going home to Tassie, it's an interesting boat ride.
Bound to be a few drug dealers on there. Is that what you're saying? This is all alleged. It's all alleged.
The spirit of Tasmania are like, oh, I regret ever letting these.
They get in touch. They're like, you need to strike all that from the record.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
What is that?
It was one girl's journey to New Zealand. It's the New Zealand national anthem.
Oh, it is. Oh, cool.
As you went there and ripped up New Zealand.
I actually didn't. I went on a family trip.
One party at a time.
But there was one night where I did get on a few and...
It's got to be done on holidays. You need at least one night of looseness.
It's weird on a family trip because everyone's kind of like, you know, laid back and having family dinners and stuff. But I've got a friend over there who's been working over there for probably a little bit, but she works for NZ Ski, which is actually on news.com this morning about this lady who worked at NZ Ski.
Oh, God, for a sec I thought it was you. At their party, I thought,
Wasn't me. But we were right at the end of the snow ski season, and my friend said to me, she's like, oh, we've got our end of year breakup party at this club in Queenstown, do you want to come? And I was like, don't I have to work there to come to that? And she's like, we'll just say you're Nicole from sales. Oh, no, from finance.
Yeah.
Because no one knows the finance people.
You don't look like a finance person, to be honest.
Yeah, I really don't. And that actually came up.
Cut that mold. But anyway, if it gets you in.
We went out to dinner and we downed a few drinks before we went. So by the time we got to the party, we've come up to the door and the security was so tight. Like, he was so, like, strict. He was like, what's your name? What's your last name? Where do you work? What department? Full, like, interrogating us.
Right.
And Ali was like, oh, I work in, you know, whatever department. And I was like, my name's Nicole, I work in finance. Like, real stern. And this guy was not buying it.
No.
Was like, I don't believe you. You don't look like you work in finance. And everyone was dressed up. It was a dress-up party and we weren't dressed up. So
that's tough.
That was our first problem.
So how'd you get in? How'd
as
you
soon
get
as he
in?
Turned, I ran. Oh. And
it's a foolproof plan.
Exactly. It was very well thought out. And anyway, ran straight through the crowd and he was never going to find me. Like, you should have seen how big this party was. It was crazy. Yep. Like, there was people all dressed. I think it was an S party. So everyone had to dress in something starting with S.
Okay.
And we were definitely the odd ones out. But by the time we got in there, I was meeting all these people. And it's a huge company, NZ Ski. Like, there's all people who work on the fields and there's people who work in head office. And all these people who work in the ski fields fully bought that I was Nicole from finance.
Do they not know who works in their company?
This one particular girl that I met who actually works in head office, I spent like a couple of hours with her that night. We were at the bar drinking. She was calling me Nikki by the end, having a great time. The next day, my friend sent me a screenshot of this girl who messaged her and said, what's Nicole's last name? I just want to send her an email on the work email.
I love her going to work today looking for you.
Legit.
Where's my mate Nicole from the party?
She'll never find me.
She'll never find you, except for right now.
Exactly.
As you talk about it on the air. But what about with the DJ? What happened to the DJ?
So, because it was an S party, everyone was dressed up in these get-ups, and there was this one guy who was dressed as a Scotsman.
Right.
And for some reason, he'd made this massive cardboard sword. Like, it was huge.
Yeah.
Like, massive. And I don't know how I ended up with it, but I ended up knighting people on the dance floor.
As you do. So just, I pronounce you Prince of New Zealand.
Exactly right. And the DJ was the last one to be knighted. Yeah. And I ended up knighting him like four or five times because he was actually attractive.
Yeah.
And it was my way of getting into the DJ booth. And at the last minute, he was like, can you leave me alone? Like, I've had enough.
I was going to say, did you become the princess of New Zealand?
No. Still the bogan from Australia.
Yeah. Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
Hey, so you found a new product for us. What have you got?
Whilst in New Zealand, ooh, I did a bit of shopping and I came across a few products that I don't think I'd be a fan of.
I forgot to ask you, I wanted you to get remember the guy we had on the show, the New Zealand guy that he was selling cans of New Zealand air.
From the mountaintops.
Did you see them anywhere?
Didn't see that.
Okay.
I mean, that's a great product.
Yes.
Air in a can. This was probably on the top of the list of the other great products New Zealand are producing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a placenta moisturiser.
Ooh.
It caught my attention straight away.
Okay.
And I was like, what do they mean? So it's legit.
Yeah.
A moisturiser that is made out of sheep placentas.
Sheep placentas.
So it says here, Merino Placenta Skin Cream reduces signs of aging by helping your skin look smoother, firmer and healthier.
I think I'd try it.
You would?
Yeah, I reckon I would.
Not for me.
That weird stuff really does help.
A rejuvenating combination of natural New Zealand sheep placenta extract, lanolin, vitamin B, C and E, and some other stuff.
I've never been to New Zealand. Is there...
Producer Rach is in the fan.
Is there as many sheep there as people say?
There's a lot of sheep.
There's a lot of sheep, okay.
There is a lot.
All right, so there's a lot of placenta.
But, like, my brain went to, whose job is it to collect the placentas?
Yeah.
Like, no, that's a weird job.
Yeah.
Like, because there would have to be someone, like, are they catching them, like, when they're fresh? Like, what do you put on your job description? Like, when you're at the doctor and it says job description, do you put placenta collector? Like, sheep. What are you doing?
Sheep placenta hunter.
Like, what is that?
Oh.
Like, that's someone's job.
Yeah.
That is actually someone's job.
It'd want to be high paying.
It want
You'd
to
want
be.
To get a bit of cash for that. But, I mean, maybe they just get the placenta in between the... Oh, we don't eat sheep, do we? I was going to say...
What do you mean?
Do we eat sheep? Do we eat sheep? What part of the meat is sheep?
Lamb.
Oh, that's lamb, right?
It's lamb.
Oh, we do eat sheep.
Oh, my God.
Had a blonde moment there.
Save that audio, Rach, and let's use that any chance we get.
Well, what I'm saying is between the sheep and the butcher, maybe that's where they get the placenta.
Gotcha.
The middleman.
All your credibility is out the window.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
Are you wearing a different cologne today? You smell different or something smells... Did you pick that too, Producer Rach?
Yeah, you smell good today.
I smell good?
Yeah. No, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that.
Come on.
You know I didn't mean that. I compliment you on how good you smell a lot of the time.
Did you bring me back
any... stop coming on to Gaunt.
Did you bring me back any dodgy cologne from Bali?
You can have some rupiah that I just found.
Oh, it's worth nothing.
No,
it's the stuff that Boris... Remember when Boris got us all My Neighbour?
That's right.
He bought us all the colognes and stuff.
Yeah, that was really nice.
His departing gift as he left the coast. Robert Cavalli, I think it's called, Milo.
Okay. Yeah, it just smells different.
Do you like it?
I've got a nose for cologne and perfume.
Are you 1% more attracted to me off the back of the new cologne?
No.
No, your smile, says otherwise.
You smell different, but my eyes say you still look the same. So I can still tell it's you.
Well, ladies, just know that I smell good, all right? That's all you need to know. Hey, today it's a big day, September 18, guys.
Why is it
is
a big day?
National Cheeseburger Day.
What does that mean exactly?
Means eat cheeseburgers today.
And it's okay.
It's all right.
What about all the other days I eat them?
Well, that's fine too.
Okay, good.
Any day is a good day for a cheeseburger. Hey, but McDonald's are jumping on this. And, of course, Macca's big sponsor of the show.
They're known for the cheeseburger.
Of course, so they have to be a part of it. They're offering 100,000 free cheeseburgers today nationwide.
Okay.
While stocks last, which I don't think will be very long.
Yeah, and I was going to say, how do they police that?
Well, 100,000 is not much, is
it? That's not much at all.
When you consider the whole of Australia, but... You just rock up to McDonald's and get a cheeseburger, wouldn't you, on National Cheeseburger Day?
Today,
yes.
We should rock up to McDonald's, and if they deny us, we should take a stand and be like, we're not going until you give us a free cheeseburger.
Remember when they used to do the 50-cent cheeseburgers?
That was
Do you
a
remember
time.
That? And I think there was a limit of 10 per person.
Yes.
I used to get 10 just to see if I could get through. But they are doing a limit of 1 per person.
Oh.
Yeah. So 100,000 people will get it. And very simply, Bree, all you have to do is order through their brand new app. That's all you got to do.
Stuff that.
It's the My Macca's app.
What does the app do?
So you download it. I think you can order through the app. So by the time you get to the store, your food's ready to go. That's pretty cool.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
But, like, it's called fast food. It doesn't take that long when you're there.
Yeah, but we are getting faster in 2017.
Yeah,
We want to walk in, and before we open the door, the guy goes, oh, there you go, Mr. Gaunt.
Order on the run.
There's your meal.
Order on the run.
So if you're going to download the app today, you're going to order your meal, and you have to order a meal to get the cheeseburger too, by the way. So,
do you also have to do the chicken dance or what?
It's all to do. Get a lettuce.
I'll probably still be doing all of that.
Get your free cheeseburgers, guys.
I do love free food.
Get amongst it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
We've all been on holidays, so... Emmys. All the latest from the Emmys, by the way, just before 7 with Dee McCarthy. We've all been on holidays. Bree, you've got something coming up where you snuck into a party in New Zealand, you knighted the DJ. Looking forward to that. I've got some riveting stuff on my trip to Tassie. That's going to be great. And our producer, Rach, went to Bali.
She did.
With a bunch of people at the radio station.
There was a group of them.
So,
and you know when you go on a group trip,
yes,
it's going to be loose.
It is loose.
Whereas I went with my whole family. Not so loose.
Oh, not from the...
Actually, true, it's my family, so it was probably looser than
not from the pics I saw, mate. Yeah. It looked like a pretty good time. Loopy Laz was there. Oh. So you know it's going to get crazy. DJ Delicious, gorgeous Alan, who works on the other station, and our producer, Rach. And when you go away, you really bond, don't you, bond?
You become a family.
When you're overseas, I don't know what it is. When you're not in your hometown and you go somewhere else, you just get close.
You do. It happens.
You form a really solid bond to the point.
I'd say friends for life.
100% friends
for life.
After
1 week.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I've been on overseas holidays with friends I don't even talk to anymore. So.
Same here.
But what happens when you all go to the tattoo shop, Bree, and you all get matching tattoos?
What the hell, Producer Rach?
I knew this would happen.
For one, you're in Bali, so I probably wouldn't advise anyone to get a tattoo in Bali,
yes,
or anywhere overseas for that matter.
100%.
Two, why are you getting a tattoo with all these people? That matches.
It was for Lara's birthday.
I don't care what it's for.
And you know it's great, Brie? They work in radio, right?
Oh, here we go.
Because you work in radio.
Go away.
I've got a great idea, guys.
Let's all get matching.
Go away.
Let's all get matching microphones.
No, that's a good idea. We all work in radio. And when you work in radio, you talk into a microphone.
Look, you're doing it right now, Rach.
And there's your tattoo on your wrist.
My own one, yes.
Can I see? Oh, is that it, is it?
Yeah, it's only little.
It's meant to be more a symbol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
What were you expecting, a big back piece?
Well, the picture. A big mural on the back.
You saw Lara's photo.
Yeah. So you guys didn't get the same microphone.
Four of us got the one that I've got.
Yes.
And Lara got a
different one. She's the only one that got a different one.
She got a different one.
She thought that one was ugly.
No, she wanted the. She thought the other one was nicer, and we all paid for her tattoo.
Her one looks like a penis.
No, it doesn't.
It does a little bit.
We kind of said that when she got it, actually.
So did she go first and you guys all went,
yeah,
oh, we're backing out of that one?
No, none of us wanted that one because we all thought we wanted the kind of symbol more like...
Have you not learnt from my mistakes? How often have I talked about on this show the tattoo that I got with people when they're on a holiday
that's
here?
That's right.
And I said I've never had a bigger regret. Rach?
Yeah, but it's little. I've already got three.
So's mine.
Rach has got one on her neck, mate.
True. Yeah, neck tat.
Once you go neck tat, doesn't matter where you go from there. You know, you can get them anywhere from
doesn't
there.
Doesn't mean a thing.
So, I mean, are you happy with it?
Yeah, I am, actually. It's healing.
You were a wild woman on your holiday. Did you see that video of her jumping off the balcony into the pool? Don't do that, kids, if you're listening.
You really let loose in Bali. I was expecting we were going to get a phone call and say you were the new bloody Cassie Sainsbury in jail over there.
No, I got so scared going through customs, but then once I got through, kind of got loose.
What's a drug that starts with R?
I don't know.
It has to rhyme. Cocaine Cassie, something Rachel.
Rachel.
You know, you get it.
Rohypnol Rachel.
Did you get that video that Rach sent of her with her top off? Oh, just me then.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
If you're in Sydney yesterday, a big news story around Sydney was the skywriting that you could see in the sky yesterday about the marriage equality survey that has already been sent out to a few people.
I've got mine in the mail. I'm yet to do it. When's the cutoff? Because I've been on holiday, so I came back.
I think you've got a bit of time.
A bit of time?
Yeah,
okay,
you've got
great.
A couple of weeks,
great.
I think. But, yeah, there was a guy who has been outed on the internet now.
Yeah.
He's actually the operator of Skywriting Australia. His name's Rob Vance, and he wrote in the sky, vote no.
Yeah. So does he run this company, does he?
Yeah, apparently
okay.
He's the operator there at Skywriting Australia.
So operator means owner. Because I'm just imagining if you own that company and then he's gone up and done that and you don't agree with that.
Yeah, true.
That's a big position to put yourself in.
You could be fired, I guess, doing something like that. But, yeah, people have found his personal mobile number.
So where have you found this?
Well, I saw it on the internet yesterday, actually, and people were talking about how apparently it's on a website somewhere, because obviously there was a lot of upset people yesterday, yeah. And they've done the research and they've found him and found his mobile number. That's all over the internet now.
Right. I mean, because for all the stuff that you promote on your Facebook or around town, I mean, to hit the skies like that, everyone saw it.
It's a big statement.
We should have got vote yes up there before this guy got a chance to get up there.
Well,
and do
he
that.
Probably wouldn't want to do it.
No. If he's the operator.
Vote no, he yes. probably would say no to that.
That's true.
But yeah, it's a publicly available on his website, his mobile number. What okay. should we do with it?
Well, you want to give it out. We've been told we can't give it out. Have you tried to call it?
No, I haven't tried to call it. Yourself? Should we try and call it now?
If you want. Well, not on the air.
Can Why we not?
Well, I don't know.
Is that against the rules, is it? Oh, the rules.
The rules.
Everyone's a stickler for the rules around here.
Well, we have to let people know that they're on the air. That's
true.
The only thing.
Well, we can say that.
Just try call him off air now. Put your phone on private.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't want to call him.
No, put your
I
phone
on. I bet heaps of people have tried to call him, though.
100%.
Do you reckon he's turned his phone off?
Yes.
Do you think so?
Well, if you're saying it's been on a website... That
it's
people
been on
are saying,
multiple yeah, Facebook groups.
Of course he's turned his phone off.
Hold on, show my caller ID.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Are you going to turn it off and try and call this guy?
Let's just try this. Hold
okay.
On. Here we go. 04.
For a,
18.
Oh, guess the rest. No more than that.
Oh, producer Rach, you're not going to be able to guess the rest, are they? Oh, here we go.
I don't think it'll ring.
We're calling.
Unavailable at present.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
So he's turned his phone off.
Because it upset a lot of supporters of marriage equality.
It did. Mm. And, like, wouldn't you check that your mobile number's not on the website before you went and did something like that?
People aren't that smart, Bree. I mean, come on. We all make dumb mistakes.
Do you reckon he regrets it now? Because everyone's found out who he is and his mobile number's everywhere.
I'm not sure. It's hard to speak for someone who feels so passionately about...
I mean, if you happen to call the station now, if you want his personal number, I can give it to you on a personal level. To be honest, if you type Rob Vance into Facebook, all these articles come up and you can find it. It's not that hard.
Well, even if you got his number, we just found out you can't get through to the guy anyway.
You can still send a nude, though. A big rainbow-coloured nude.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
Are you excited about the release of the brand new iPhone? What is it, the iPhone X?
Well, they're releasing the iPhone 8,
right.
And they're also releasing the limited edition iPhone X because it's the 10th anniversary or something.
So how long do we have to wait for that? I don't know which one to wait for.
I think they're both released at the same
around the
time.
Same time.
I think so.
You're due for a new phone because you're one back from me. So I got the 7, but you're back on the 6S, aren't you?
Yeah, my plan runs out at the end of this year.
Are you hanging?
Not really.
No.
Not really. And to be honest, I kind of don't want it because I want my headphone jack.
Oh, right.
So I'm
holding on to the headphone jack.
Yeah, I'm kind of dreading.
It's time to move on from the headphone jack, I think.
How do you listen to music on your
phone?
There's
little, you can get for $10 these little kind of adapters.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, so glad I can, that's another thing to worry about.
It's all gone Bluetooth anyway. They're trying to get rid of the cords on the headphones and stuff.
Headphones work fine.
My phone is doing that thing where it starts to stuff up right before the new iPhone comes out. I still believe that is some sort of conspiracy.
Have you done the update?
I always do the update. What I haven't done in a year is take any photos or videos off it. So it's probably pretty full.
Mine's full. It's saying at the moment. It's
really?
Full. So.
But it really starts to do some weird stuff around when the iPhone gets released. But I've got this thing in my plan where I think I can pay $100 and I can get the new phone without breaking my plan.
Okay.
So that's what I'll be doing when the new iPhone comes out. There's one dude, I don't know if you've seen this, he's been lining up for 10 days at the iPhone Apple store in Sydney.
Yeah, I saw that.
He'd be sitting there right now. We're going to try and
so
get this guy
long?
On the... Well,
how long's he going to wait?
Well, he said 10 days. Yeah, 10-day wait. And he's been there for the last, when did I save this story? This was September 12, so that was 6 days ago. Does that even match up for when the new iPhone's out?
I don't know. Imagine him calling into his workplace and letting them know, sorry, can't come in again today, still waiting.
You wouldn't believe it.
Surely. Like, where is he working?
I don't know if he's got a job, to be honest, but I want to try and get this guy on the show.
Yeah, I'd love to get
show
him on.
One day this week because, I mean... I couldn't think of anything that I'd wait that long for.
Free food.
Even then,
Remember when we were in Melbourne and it was my favourite restaurant, Chin Chin? And
yeah.
I was like, oh, we got to go to this place. And the guy said 2 hours and you were like, I'm out.
I'm out of here. 2 hours.
Too long.
So this guy's doing 10 days for something.
Yeah, I would never wait that long.
Never.
Mate, you can wait a little bit and get it in a couple of weeks.
Exactly.
Like with everyone else.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Hey, before we leave, we do like to keep the people updated with the latest fashion trends, because I'm all about the fashion.
We've done the monobrow this morning already.
Yeah, fashion, yeah. Birkenstocks, you know, latest fashions.
Yeah.
Calvin Klein. Let's talk about them for a minute.
Yes.
Because the latest thing that's coming out of Calvin Klein, come on, guys. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen.
Oh, you wait till you see this.
What is
it? We'll post a picture of this to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's the Calvin Klein see-through jumper.
Ooh.
So it's legit, the multicolour wool cheerleader sweater, they're calling it, which will set you back an eye-watering $3,470. Features a semi-sheer bodice, so all the torso is see-through, and then the sleeves aren't.
That's a weird look. It's
the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
If I'm paying over $3,000 for something, I don't want something see-through. I want something everyone can see.
You should see this thing, people wearing it. It's so ridiculous.
Can I see a pic?
And it's sold out.
Let me see a pic.
Yeah, I'll show you a pic. It's sold out.
Of course they are.
And
it's like Calvin Klein jocks. You spend $50-$60 on one pair.
It's true.
The Kmart ones are just as comfortable. Oh, I see.
We're going to post this to our Facebook page.
So that's his actual rig.
That's his actual torso.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's fully see-through.
Oh.
And then I thought...
No good for me.
That wouldn't work for me on a Monday because no. I don't wear a bra to work.
Oh. Well, at least we've got a little insight.
That'd be a HR issue, wouldn't it?
Breeze attire. You're like, what do you mean? I've got a Calvin Klein $3,000 jumper on.
I'm dressed ready for work.
You're the sicko, not me.
Stop looking at my cans.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.